Unlucky in Law by Perry O'Shaughnessy. In memory of Ben McGovern and dedicated to all the other children still fighting blood-related cancers, they deserve a cure. And for Jane Fuller of Owego, New York. Prologue. Christina's Story. Monterey, California, 1966. Her friends called their fathers Dad or Daddy, but he wanted Christina and her little brother to call him Papa, because he had called his father Papa. His mustache drifted below his mouth at the corners, tickling her when he kissed her cheeks. When he was sick and lying on the couch in his study, he liked to sing to her. At bedtime, he read her stories like Masha the Bear, which was a lot like Little Red Riding Hood, and the story of the crow and the crayfish. Sometimes she persuaded him to read her favorite, The Snow Maiden Again, Papa. He groused and teased, finally pulling out a tattered book and finding the page. Everyone else was building snowmen. Why not build a snow maiden? The old lady asked. And so they did. When they were finished, they stepped back to admire her.
She came to life, Christina said, excited. Like Pinocchio.
She smiled, he read, and she began to move her arms and legs. How her grandparents doted on her. White as the snow was, Sniagurushka, with eyes like blue beads. Blonde hair dangled all the way down to her waist. She had no color in her cheeks, but cherry red lips made of shiny ribbon. She was so beautiful. He read on, finishing the story. He leaned over to touch her cheek. You, my little princess, have pink cheeks.